بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we were talking about the issue of the groups of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us with those who are closest to Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. So today I want to remind myself anew about the final point, which is, we said that we choose the company we keep. And then we saw the three groups, Al-Muqarrabun, Ashab al-Yameen, Ashab al-Shimal, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. And today let us see what is it that we need to do to be with those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned with honor, and who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the people closest to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned in the ayat on the first day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ عليهم أنعم الله أولئك أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, the one who obeys Allah and who obeys Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now there are two things to understand in this. One is, what is the meaning of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul alayhi salam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The meaning of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that whenever an order of Allah comes before us, or whenever a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes before us, we don't deny it, we don't refuse to obey it, we don't go against it, we don't make excuses, right? We don't try to say, oh, but you see, that applied to that day, this day, today we are in a different age, time. We don't do any of this. We say, Sama'na wa ata'na. We say, I have heard and I will obey. Right? So the first one is that, which is taslim, which is accepting in the heart that this must be obeyed. So first and foremost, then comes the issue of actually applying it and obeying it. How must we do that? What is the standard? The standard is the standard of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sahaba. But for us, what must we do? We must do the best that we can do. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Aqimus Salah. Establish Salah. If somebody says, what is the standard of Salah? If you say, I am ready to establish Salah. Alhamdulillah, Allah said, Aqimus Salah. I am not arguing against that. I am not saying Salah means dua. Salah does not mean this standing and so on and so forth. I can pray anywhere. I did not go to the masjid. Right? I will pray when it is convenient. I am not saying any of that. Aqimu Salah, Allah said, Alhamdulillah, establish Salah, I am ready to establish Salah. Now, if you ask the question, what should be the quality of my Salah? What should be the standard of my Salah? Then what is the answer to that? Anta abudallaha annaka tara. Fa illam takun tara fa innahu yarak. You ask this standard question, standard answer. You ask the question, the answer is, pray as if you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you don't see Allah, know that Allah is seeing you. This is the standard of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then you say, well, you know, I am trying, but I can't reach that standard. So what shall I do? Stop trying? No. You do your best. I do my best. Whatever standard I reach or don't reach, this is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take our salah and then to improve it. And then to make it at a level where it is worthy of His acceptance and to accept it. This we leave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what do we do? We do what is in our power, which is at the time of salah, we make wudu and we go to the masjid. So, as far as itaat of Allah and itaat of Rasulullah is concerned, there are two aspects to it. One is, what do I need to do which is completely and totally in my power? To make wudu is completely and totally in my power. There is nobody I have to ask permission from, there is nobody who will prevent me, nothing. If I want to make wudu, I can make wudu. There is nothing coming in the way. Number two, if I want to go to the masjid, I can go to the masjid. Nobody stops me, nobody is harassing me, nobody is doing anything. And may Allah protect us, if we are living in that environment where somebody is stopping you, then it's the sin is on that person, sin is not on you. But where, alhamdulillah, we are living in societies where there is no hindrance, where masajid are conveniently located, right? So there is no reason not to go to the masjid. So what is in my power? In my power is to wake up in time, in my power is to make wudu, in my power is to go to the masjid. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I reach the masjid in time, I pray by Tayyatul Masjid, I come and I am standing in the saf for the salah by jama'ah, alhamdulillah. Now the quality of the salah, what must I do? I will do my best to try to make this salah as best as I can do. All of this is in my power. Alhamdulillah, I am doing this. Now accepting of this salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking this salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala improving it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making it, capable of being accepted by Him, Jalla Jalalu. All of this is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the thing that we have to understand. Now the quality of salah, the khushu and so forth. So therefore, in terms of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let us concentrate on this and say, am I doing my part? Right? Now this is where we get all confused. And shaitan creates all kinds of trouble. Where we can do, we don't do. Then where is the excuse before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So similarly, I'm talking about, now this is, I gave the example of salah because this is an example of whatever is halal. This example applies to everything which is in the halal. So in terms of aqidah, my aqidah must not have shirk of any kind, any level. No shirk. Then as far as ibadat are concerned, all the fard ibadat I must fulfill to the best of my ability. So what is in my power I must do. The quality of the ibadah also I will try to do the best I can do. But it is the mercy of Allah. Allah did not say quality of salah means unless your salah is like the salah of my Nabi, I will not accept. Allah did not say this. So alhamdulillah, we don't have to worry about that. But if my salah has riya in it, if I am praying to show people, if I am delaying my salah, Allah mentioned very clearly, فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاعُونَ. Allah mentioned these qualities of salah and He said that kind of salah not acceptable, it will be rejected. So, this I must clean up. But other than that, it is the mercy of Allah. Allah did not say, your salah has to be at the level of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your sawm, your fasting, your hajj, your zakat and so forth should be at the level of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because He is the example. Allah did not say. Allah said, you try your best. So we try our best, inshallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it. That is why we do salah and then we make istighfar, we make tawbah, we say, Ya Allah, this salah, I tried my best, I know it is not good enough, I seek your forgiveness, please accept it. So alhamdulillah, this is what we need to do. Now as far as the prohibitions are concerned, what must I do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَحَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whatever my Nabi gives you, take it. Whatever He stops you from, stop. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith, He said, if I order you to do something, do it to the best of your ability. And if I tell you to stop something, then stop. He did not say stop to the best of your ability. Please understand this. This is a very critical matter. This is where we get confused. To do, there is a elasticity. There is a flexibility. There is a rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where Allah says, do the best that you can do. Even though the standard is much higher than what you are doing, it doesn't matter. Do the best that you can do. But for things to stop, Allah did not say stop as much as you can do. No, stop means stop. If you are drinking alcohol, stop means what? No, I was drinking one bottle every day. I will now drink half a bottle. No. Stop means stop. I was smoking. I used to smoke 40 cigarettes a day. Now I will smoke 39. No. Stop means stop. I used to take interest on loans. I used to give interest on loans. Right? I used to pay 36% interest. Now I will pay 8%. No. Stop means stop. Right? Whatever. Stop means stop. So if there is haram, it is haram. Khalas. There is no leeway and there is no flexibility with regard to stopping of that which is haram. Another very important thing to understand as far as this is concerned is in Islam, when something is prohibited, it is prohibited irrespective of quantity and it is and everything associated with it is also prohibited. For example, pork is prohibited. Eating of pork is prohibited. How much pork? That's an invalid question. It's not a question of how much pork. Should I eat the whole pig or only one leg is enough? No. Prohibited means 1 gram is also prohibited, 10 tons is also prohibited. It's just prohibited, period, khalas. Similarly, alcohol, similarly interest, right? Similarly, whatever, giving and taking of bribes or whatever Allah has prohibited. How much oppression am I permitted to do? This is another thing in terms of ma'amilat. How much of lies can I tell? How many people can I deceive? How much zina can I do? Can I do one time in my life? I'm not saying I'll do every day. How about once in a year? Prohibited means prohibited, period, khalas, finished. There's no, if you have done it, make tawbah, alhamdulillah, make istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us, inshallah al-musta'an, that is our total yaqeen. But to do it deliberately makes it a crime. So we don't fall into that. Then everything associated with it is also prohibited. For example, eating of pork is prohibited, using pigskin shoes and bags is prohibited. Rearing of pigs, having a pig farm is prohibited. Having a pork processing factory is prohibited. Transporting of pigs is prohibited. Everything to do, having shares in a company which is selling pork is prohibited. Having shares in a company which is selling alcohol. Can I have Shivas Legal shares? I'm not drinking that whiskey. I don't even like scotch. I don't want to drink scotch, but I only have shares. Is it permissible? Then how is membership in a club which is serving Shivas Regal permissible? How is membership in a club in which there are gambling rooms, how is it permissible? If I have a house and I am giving it on rent and it is being rented by a off-track bookie who is, we are not even in the racetrack. We are not members of the race club. We are not going to the racetrack. But this is off-track booking, and this house or this shop of mine is, I'm giving it on rent. Is it permissible? Is that rent halal or haram? And you say, but I'm not betting. I'm not going to the races. No. That's not the issue. The issue is that you are involved in something which is haram. Therefore, Islam prohibits everything to do with it. So by renting the shop to the bookie, you are facilitating something which is haram, therefore it is not permissible to you. That is the main business of the bookie. Right? He's doing that, that's the business. So can you rent it? You can't rent. Can you rent your house or something to a bank? No, you can't rent it. Somebody says, I have this place and I have this shop and I'm renting it and that fellow is running a bar. And that's not my responsibility. No, of course it is your responsibility. You have facilitated this bar. So that income is haram for you. It's very important to understand, as far as prohibitions are concerned, in Islam, there is no flexibility. What is prohibited irrespective of quantity and everything to do with it. Whatever facilitates it, whatever helps it, whatever is associated with it, is all of that is haram. the permissive, permitted things, there is a lot of flexibility. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has permitted us many things. What Allah has permitted, Allah has said, what I have told you to do, do it to the best of your ability. And if you do that, then what did Allah say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then they will be ma'al, ma'an nabiyyin, wa siddiqin, wa shuhada wa salih. That these are the people who will be with the anbiya, with the siddiqun, with the shuhada, with the salih. This is the flexibility and the beauty of Islam. And that's why I remind myself and you, let us focus on this, let us focus on ourselves, let us focus on our own amal, and say, how is it that I can try to do my best to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and never to displease. We ask Allah for His mercy. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.